Podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to a time of meditation. The scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 16 from the NIV. It reads thusly, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Today I'm going to speak on slander and criticism. Who among us has not been either slandered or criticized or both? According to the Oxford Language Dictionaries, slander means the action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging a person's reputation. To criticize is to indicate faults of someone or something in a disapproving way. We may not be able to keep people from speaking evil against us. However, we can stop supplying them with fuel for their fire. As long as we do what's right, their accusations will be empty and only cause embarrassment to them. Therefore, to keep from being the brunt of people's jokes, accusations, or criticisms about our beliefs, life choices, or Christian perspective, we should always be ready to give an answer. It should be done earnestly, sincerely, but gently and respectfully. So be prepared at all times to say what Christ has done in your life. Equally important, we must keep our conduct above criticism. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a God above any other. You and your son are above slander or criticism. But as humans, we are imperfect and fall short of your glory. However, we are thankful for your love and for your word. And because of you and your son, we don't have to be demoralized. We don't have to become paralyzed in our lives by the slanders and or criticisms of others. And may our exemplary actions and testimonies draw others to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The closing song is entitled, Shame Off by Mandisa.
There's a million different ways I compare me to someone else. There's a million little lies that my heart likes to always tell. Like I'm a loser, always a failure. I make the same mistakes over and over. But it's time I finally stop talking down, beating up myself. I'm gonna take the shame off. Stop believing what I know ain't true. I'm gonna put your grace on and wear it proud like you want me to. You've taken point of view. You call me blameless, you call me chosen. You make a masterpiece out of my broken. And you tell me I'm enough, I'm complete, and I'm loved by you. I'm gonna take the shame off. Stop believing what I know ain't true.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.